Monday, March 22, 2021, Dakota County Board of Commissioners meeting, county road tour at 10 a.m., regular business meeting at 3 p.m.
Okay.
Meeting door, their pledge and attendance and hold.
Okay. It's 12, or what is the time? At 10 o'clock, we'll call this meeting to order. Please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, roll call.
Janet Gill.
Yep.
Scott Love.
Yes.
Robert Giese.
Here.
Larry Elbenicious.
Here.
Troy Lonsby.
Here.
And then Fred will be, just Fred and you are going to go on. So this is all we have. Are there anybody else going? Nope. Okay. Well, I'm kind of excited to go out and check out the roads and we'll go from there. Thank you.
Yeah, we're waiting on one.
One what? Kim?
No.
Kim, that coming?
Not Kim.
Okay.
We're on our own.
Either way, we possibly tomorrow night.
And I'm glad they did that.
We're gonna have a meeting.
I don't know if we don't pledge again.
Oh, okay. I can just say we have a continuation. Okay.
We drove down there.
She had something come up, sorry.
We were gonna drive down.
The gas, the gas.
11:15?
Yeah. 11:15?
11:15, that's it. It was almost noon, I know that.
Yeah,
when
I was like, you can't. Yeah, hotel. No, I was like, I can spend 3 hours on a plane and 24 hours on a car.
I was glad to sit in my seat in my car.
I got to think, were we supposed to get back together and talk about that, or were we just mostly just to do a road?
Ironic how she brought my vouch.
No, not necessarily.
Or right, too. Come on. We know it's rough.
But in all fairness, not every bus they have does have air rides.
No, but I guarantee you, 90% of them do.
They do.
All right.
Yes. Guarantee they do.
I guess we call the meeting to order, but actually we are reconvening the meeting that we started this morning because we did a road trip. So we already did our Pledge of Allegiance. So this is just a reconvening of that meeting. We had the opportunity to take a couple of hours and do some road tours this morning. And that was very informative, and it was good for all of us to see our roads and bridges that we spend money on. At this point, let's do the roll call again.
Okay. Janet?
Here.
Scott?
Yes.
Robert?
Here.
Larry?
Here.
Troy?
Here.
A current copy of the Open Meetings Act is posted on the west wall near the entrance of the county board meeting room and is available for review by all citizens in attendance. At this point, let's see, we have a couple of table items. One of them relates to the wind energy potential moratorium. That will come to us, we believe, in April after the planning and zoning has had a chance to review those. And just for the record, we were at the NACO conference this last week, and Larry Dix from NACO indicated Lancaster County has some pretty good regulations, Larry, so that might be something to mention about decibels and setbacks and blade lengths, a lot of those types of things that they said were really pretty good for protection of the citizens. So, Lancaster. And then the other one, Kim's not here. She was working on that one, so I think our table items are still tabled for now, unless anybody wants to remove anything.
I'm going to remove them and leave them off there until they get ready to talk about them.
Yeah, I know.
That's what I'd like to do.
I was thinking the same thing.
Right?
But it keeps it in our minds. Number two is public comment. At this point, we'll hear comments from anybody who is here that's not on the agenda. And I will look out to see if there's anybody who has comments.
Sure? I just had a couple things. Bill
okay.
Rohde,
mm-hmm.
2312 Dakota Bluff Drive, Homer. Number one, I know you guys hear all the bad things, because believe me, I sat there for 12 years. And you need to hear some good things. Your health department with their COVID shots, awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard some horror stories in other counties and states.
Mm-hmm.
I got my first and second shot here. It was so smooth.
Good.
It's like Chick-fil-A. my pleasure. But whoever's, you know, your health department, National Guard, fire department, Deanna, your emergency director, what a deal.
Mm-hmm.
You got to be proud of that. Number two, my roads. I read your minutes and your agenda. I know you've had some road complaints. My roads are awesome. Every road, county road I drive on is great shape. You need to hear that too. The one thing, and Scott knows this too, and Larry and Troy, I think you're on the road department, but I would never cut back on rock or gravel. To me, it's like farming for a year without fertilizer. You're saving money that first year. It takes 10 years to catch up again, but you're doing a great job.
Mm-hmm.
But just continue that. Very happy.
Yeah.
Just thought you needed to hear something good.
Thank you.
Thank you, Bill.
You bet.
The trip this morning was pretty good, and the roads making some progress. Probably the ditches is probably the biggest thing we noticed in certain places.
Yeah, probably.
Ditches.
But you know the bridges are all in good shape. You've always had a good bridge program.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how many bridges need replaced, probably 4 or 5. Not a lot.
Yeah.
You know, our biggest bill, and we talked about that, and I said this years ago, that, you know, a ditch program would be nice to be able to dig ditches out. But, you know, if you got 7 maintainer guys, and as they're doing roads, and yes, they do have times where they do have the time to do that, but, and of course the farmers are, you know, farming clear up to the roads.
Yeah.
We've seen that, you've seen that, you do that. I mean, why wouldn't you?
I know.
I mean, why wouldn't you?
It's less to mow.
Exactly. But in the same time, a wise man once told me, it ain't nothing that money can't take care of.
Who told you that?
Very wise man.
That was always my answer when we got.
I know. I've used it many times.
Calls on gravel and, you know, rock and this and that. You know, we can fix it all. It's just going to take money. And
yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
You know, it takes a lot of money.
Money and time. So yeah.
When I was young, there was a. And Larry, you probably remember this. The county had a maintainer with an elevator.
The elevator grader, they called it.
And that thing would take the dirt out of the ditches, put it up on the road, and they could do mile a day, couldn't they?
Well, I don't know about that.
Well, they did a lot. But you know more about it than I do.
I know, you do a lot with it. I mean, it was ideal. I mean, it really worked well, and then they sold it back, I don't know, quite a lot of years ago.
Yeah.
I think, I don't even know where you'd find it if you don't see him.
I never see him.
No.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're kind of stuck with a motorator or an excavator.
Right. Scrapers.
Scrapers, but then.
That thing was really slick.
Yeah. It really was. You know, and that it put so much out there, and you had time to control it, and you could grade it, and disc it, and dry it if you need to be dried out.
Right.
It made for making a good road. But I don't see them anywhere. In all my travels, I can't say that I've seen one.
So that was something the county owned?
Yeah, the county had it. Way back in Arnie's day, I think.
Hmm.
I guess probably 20 years ago, wasn't it?
I don't even know if they make them anymore. You know, we had
elevator grader.
This thing out here that come up, cut along,
pull it up.
Had an elevator, shot it on the road.
On this road.
Boy, that sounds like a perfect tool.
It was.
Perfect tool.
You know, and the thing is, the little bit of mowing that I've done over the last few years, you know, I'll hit a few back roads, okay, to not supposed to, but I do on occasion. And you'd be surprised. And the reason why I did hit them is because you don't want to hit them in the fall like that, because in the spring, if you get down in there, they can see what they're pulling up.
Right.
They can see what they're pulling up instead of, you know, it's all, you know, grass.
Oh,
old grass. So, and I've made this comment. I think Larry even thought it was a good idea at one time trying to do all that. Did you, or was that somebody else I was thinking?
Do what?
To be able to mow. And you'd be able to see what you're pulling
absolutely.
Up.
Oh, absolutely. Every motor grader out there right today, if you was out there mowing ahead of them, not today, but the grass
right
out there. But
yeah.
In the summer.
I mean, every one of them would be delayed if you was going to go out ahead of him, but the grass gets that big. And then the farmer guy comes along and just, I mean, he's got only certain tools to work with, and then all the grass comes up on the road.
Yep.
Yeah.
See, if he's got the big bat wings, you know, but what else are they going to do? I mean.
I get it. I mean, there ain't nothing else I can do, but I made that comment, and it would be virtually probably impossible to probably do that. But in the same time, you go up to Dickson County, and they have, and granted, they're a lot bigger county, but they have three full-time guys that mow all year round.
Wow. All they mow all the ditches? Too.
Yeah.
Do they really?
Yeah.
That seems weird.
That'd be expensive.
Yep.
Yeah.
But anyways.
Where could we find three Scott Loves, though? he loves to mow.
Yeah.
There's only one.
Okay.
All right. That's all I needed. Thank you.
Thanks, Bill.
I saw something in the paper about some drainage issues with Blackburg Lake. And there was a program being worked on to do some improvements on it. Where is that at?
Well, I'm on the Omadai Ditch Board, the Omaha Creek.
Yeah. Is that what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Omadai.
We got some FEMA money.
Oh, okay.
And some work that needed to be
done. So it's not associated with Blackburg?
No. Oh. No, totally separate. Okay. We got $1.2 million from FEMA.
Wow.
And our annual budget's $30,000, so that'll do.
That'll do a lot of work.
40 years worth of work.
That's going to say nice.
Perfect. Huge.
What are you going to do?
Stabilize some banks, put some those coffer dams in.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
We had to hire an engineer to kind of tell us what we needed.
Yeah.
And they needed work.
Nice. Yeah.
Thanks for the positive feedback, Bill.
You bet. Thank
COVID
you
and Rose. Thank you. Thank you, Bill. All right, we're down to item 3, which is our consent agenda. The previous meeting minutes, the payroll claims, it went through those and they all looked in order. Accounts payable, Scott and I went through those this morning. There's a couple items that more departmental that we just want to visit about, but we'll wait till we get to a staff meeting to do that. But everything was pretty much in order. Officials reports, the fees all looked appropriate for this term, so everything appeared to be in somewhat order. Scott, did you have any other comments on?
I don't. At the time, I don't. Like I said, we need to touch bases on a couple payable items, I think, as time goes on, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yep, yeah.
But other than that, no, it didn't went well.
I'll make a motion to approve the consent agenda.
I'll second.
All right, a motion and a second. Any comments, or should we take roll? Roll. Okay.
Scott?
Yes.
Robert?
Yes.
Larry?
Yes.
Troy?
Yes.
Janet?
Yes. We're now down to new business. We're starting with item A, which is a closed session. We are going to be...
I'll keep them moving around.
I'll make a motion to go in closed session.
Okay, I'll second that. All right, our guest is here, and we'll visit about collective bargaining. Okay.
Robert?
Yes.
Larry?
Yes.
Troy?
Yes.
Janet?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Okay.
Session, and then I'll shut the floor.
Okay, we are going into closed session to visit on. We have our unions going into our collective bargaining, some strategies that we want to visit with our representative here.
For the protection of the public interest.
Protecting, okay. Yes.
You got it covered then.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
we can have.
Okay, I'm putting a recorder
back. Okay, I'll make a motion to come in a closed session.
Thank you, Scott. So Scott's made a motion. Troy seconded it to come out of closed session. Joan, you want to take the roll, please?
We can leave that door open, please.
Oh, yeah. Sorry about that.
That's okay. Thank you.
Do we have a staff?
I don't know if it does or not. Thank you.
Larry?
Here.
Troy?
Yeah.
Janet?
Yes.
Scott.
Here.
Robert.
Yes.
Yes or no?
Okay, we're out of closed session. Now if you have to make a...
I'll make a motion that we proceed and hire...
Jerry.
Woods, Aiken, and Associates.
Okay, I can second that motion.
Troy?
Yes.
Janet?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Robert?
Yes.
Larry?
Yes.
Okay, so, and we will, that item is, we'll probably at some point figure out committees and what have you, but at least we've got that part squared away. So item B on our new business is approve the chair to sign the Waterbury South, which is our Bertram Bridge project. One, the notice to proceed. 2, an agreement for the construction contract, and 3, a purchasing agent appointment form. Is Fred's not here, is he? Let me think here. Wasn't this, I've been to this bridge and checked it. You've probably been to this bridge too, haven't you, Larry?
What?
Bertram Bridge?
Yeah, remember when we were
over there? That little wingtail thing, yeah. Or pigtail thing, or whatever it's called. So this is basically the contract. Were we supposed to sign this last year and we didn't get it signed? Is that what happened?
No, it just came.
No, it just came.
It just came. We awarded the bid, and now we're putting that in writing.
In writing,
that
okay.
That he has the 60 days to do it, that he has the dollar amount to do it by, and then we signed some Form 17s, which allows the contractor to purchase tax-exempt, because it's a tax-exempt entity project.
Perfect. And it looks like it has some liquidated damages clause in there and a substantial completion date.
Yep.
That's good. Those are good things to have in a contract.
What is a completion date?
Complete 60 days to achieve readiness for the final payment. If you look on the page 3, let's see, it looks, shows the...
When was this voted on last time?
The Bertram Bridge. I can't read. Start date is June 1. Have 60 days, so basically that would mean August 1. So, isn't it? They don't. There's a liquidated damages clause up to $540 per day. So, there's definitely an incentive for them to get it done. So, you okay with this, Larry?
Yes.
Okay. Do you want to make a motion?
I'll make a motion. We accept it. It is
approved. Chair to sign.
Second.
Okay. Any discussion on the paperwork related to the Bertram Bridge?
Was this earlier when he came here this year and he didn't know the exact price? Was that what he was?
Well, we've been a long time ago, but it was $400.
It was before.
Okay, I just want to make sure that
that's why I had Marty's.
Anywhere.
Yeah, that was when Marty's thing was on it.
Okay, so somebody already seconded it? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so we have a motion. Do we have a second?
Yes.
And Bob? Okay. So now we'll vote on signing the paperwork related to the Bertram Bridge.
Janet?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Robert?
Yes.
Larry?
Yes.
Troy?
Yes.
All right, so we'll be seeing that. It's done by the end of the summer. We'll have to take, that's one road trip we should take is our bridges.
Yes.
No, next go round, because we've had a lot of bridge work over the last year. That would be a good one for us all to see. Okay, number three, item C, new business. Approve resolution 21-C-008 to appropriate the transfer of funds for the overexpended function of law enforcement grant in the general fund in amount of $26,000. My understanding of this is there was just something was paid out of a different fund, and this is just a correction to get it transferred back to the right.
I'll make a motion on to approve resolution 21C-008 for the appropriate transfer of funds for over expenditure.
Okay. Thank you. Scott made the motion to do that transfer.
I'll second.
And Bob seconded it. Any discussion? All right. We'll roll call on that one.
Scott?
Yes.
Robert?
Yes.
Larry?
Yes.
Troy?
Yes.
Janet?
Yes. Okay, so that was taken care of. We're down to miscellaneous and old business, and Fred must have forgot to come back. We did have a nice drive this morning, and his report is in our packet here. And it looks like quite a bit of time was spent on, isn't it that top line greater time? Is that what that is?
Yeah, the total maintenance is $249.5.
Yeah.
And then tree and debris removal was 13, garbage pickup 12, gravel hauling was 134.5, and tons of gravel hauled was 2,003 tons. I know that was an expensive month for average, I should say. And sign repair 7 and barricading. Road concerns is Knox Boulevard, M Avenue, and gravel went to Knox Boulevard and M Avenue, which we've seen.
I don't think we did Knox today.
No.
We did an M Avenue, though.
Yep.
Okay. But yeah, quite a bit of time on the maintenance. I was glad to see some of those things had already started and still
Knox
have some.
Knox is the out at the ethanol plant.
Oh, I'll have to go check that one out.
Okay, thanks, Fran.
All right.
Have a good day, Fran.
Thank you. And like I said, I think we had a nice tour this morning. Mm-hmm. Okay, B, Brenda Sale. Is Brenda here?
Who?
Going to visit with us about the Voices of Food program? Was she not able to come?
I haven't heard from her.
So I guess maybe that will be, we will...
I'll see if she wants to come to the next meeting.
Yeah, we'll see if we can put her on the agenda for next time. Maybe she, with the closed session, she didn't have the opportunity. So next meeting, we'll do hopefully do that one. Item number C, Sarah, I think Sarah is here.
Sarah Dick. Come on down, she's here.
Juvenile Diversion Coordinator.
Yeah.
Requesting approval for 2021 Juvenile Services Aid Program through the Nebraska Crime Commission.
Yep, so this is the grant that we do on an annual basis.
Okay.
And historically has funded our alternatives to detention programs. That includes electronic monitoring and tracking. As well as our juvenile diversion program, and then family support, which is a program that we use as an alternative to detention, but also there are diversion kids who will utilize family support if there are significant kind of at-home issues that are leading to involvement with the criminal justice system. So overall budget for that, $87,115, and you can kind of see a breakdown of where those dollars would go. I would also be happy to answer any questions that you all have about specifics related to the grant or things that maybe are just wondering about kind of what's included in any of those categories.
Is this very similar to what we've done in the past as far as
the amount? Yep, very similar to what we, yes, it is. So actually Joan printed off for me historical budget numbers for our alternatives to detention. We sort of had an anomaly year last year where we spent a lot more than usual. So I wanted to be able to kind of go back and see kind of what would be normal. And for the EM and the tracking, about between $20,000 to $25,000 is pretty normal for us.
Okay. Any other questions for Sarah about the grant?
Cut and dry, and she has everything itemized out there.
They did remove the SRO.
Yes, thank you, Joan.
Yes.
So we, for the past, I think 2017 was the first year that we started funding part of the Homer School Resource Officer with this grant fund. I was notified this summer that school resource officer positions would no longer be allowable under the grant. And the rationale for that is the youth who receive services through these grant dollars are supposed to be at risk for involvement in the juvenile justice system. Our school resource officers have contact with a lot of kids, you know, every kid in a school. I mean, and that's really the intention. We want to build relationships in those positions. We want our officers to be a resource for staff and for families and for the youth. And so given that information, that position didn't really fit with the kind of the intention of the grant dollars.
Okay.
So.
Okay. So the SRO came out of it. So did we replace it? What did we replace it with?
Family support. I would say those dollars went towards family support.
Family
also,
support.
Our grant, a lot. This is a formula grant.
Uh-huh.
Our formula went out. We got about an extra $7,000.
Okay.
So, I would say family support took up pretty much the bulk of that those dollars because it was about $6,025 last year that we budgeted for the SRO.
And so our personnel costs were adjusted accordingly?
Yep, the personnel cost did adjust accordingly. So those dollars came out of personnel and they went into family support.
Okay.
So with the grant, it requires that any sort of pay increase that anyone receives, and my salary is a big part of the juvenile diversion thing.
Yep.
It has to be in line with what every other employee is receiving, and so it wasn't like I could just kind of absorb that into my salary. It has to only be the increase that everyone else would get.
That makes sense.
Yep.
Well, looks like you got it all in order here, Sarah.
Okay. If can I make a motion?
Mm-hmm.
Are you okay with that?
I'm very happy to have this over and done with. So.
I'll make a motion of Sarah Deck, the coordinator for the diversion, requesting approval of the 2021 Community-Based Juvenile Services Aid Program through the Nebraska Crime Commission. That's my motion.
I can second it.
Okay, so we got a motion by Scott, second by Troy. Any other discussion questions? All right, let's take a roll on that one.
Thanks, Sarah.
Robert?
Yes.
Larry?
Yes.
Troy?
Yes.
Janet?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
All right, thank you. I appreciate it.
Good luck, Sarah.
Thank you.
All right. Item number D, Don Bosquet, treasurer, newly appointed treasurer, has some information for us.
Is appointed treasurer loving life?
Oh,
no, I'm serious. Are you loving life?
I am, yeah.
The March 21 tax sale report. Tell us what we've got here, Don.
Well, we have a tax sale report that was completed on March 1st is when the tax sale was completed. The amount of taxes that were advertised were 316 parcels for $1,115,352.60. Some of those parcels were redeemed before the actual sale took place. And so the amount of taxes that were sold at the sale were 162 parcels for a total of $224,574.02. Now the taxes remaining are 43 parcels, but we do have an update.
I have an updated sheet for you.
To what we turned in this
morning. One of the parcels got left off by accident, so I have that sheet and your last sheet.
Are updated.
So this sheet with this?
Yeah,
okay.
There's one missing off of there.
Okay.
And it was a very large one. As you can tell, the first copy went from $13,222.13 to now the taxes that are remaining are
$695,907.86.
Mm. Mm.
I can guess which one.
That's a big one.
Yeah. there were 142 investors present, and each investor can represent more than one company. So that's why, you know, they weren't all physically there at one time, 142 people, but it was probably... They said the largest tax sale they've ever had. So.
How many actual people there?
Probably a couple dozen.
Really? So they bought a lot of.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
A lot of parcels.
A lot of parcels.
Yep. If you need the parcel number that's still outstanding, I have that.
I gave you.
Yep.
That one.
Okay. So that's to be added to the last page that we gave you also in your packet for the total of 682.
So what happens to the ones that aren't sold?
The ones that aren't sold.
Hopefully they pick them up throughout the year. If they don't, if they're unpaid within 3 years, then it goes up for county tax sale.
Okay.
So it goes to you guys.
Oh, okay. So they got 3 years to get their debts.
To rectify it, yep. And the ones with the asterisk are prior year taxes also. So it's not just current taxes that are late.
Do you remember, Steph, how long ago, what year that big one was purchased?
I want to say two. So this is going on the third year, so it's getting close to, because we've gotten a lot of phone calls from attorneys for the deal this one, for the big one.
So one more year, how is it?
Yeah, I'm thinking probably next year if they don't. But it's from my understanding, they got taken care of, but I don't know if they're going to do something.
Okay. And I don't know where the sales tax report, March 2019.
It's for the 19 taxes.
Okay.
Done in
2021?
20.
Last year's taxes.
Yeah,
2021 today. Okay.
So that's correct.
All right.
So our role today is just to accept this information regarding how much was collected and what's left.
Right.
It's our closing of the tax sale.
Okay.
So we need your signatures, please.
Okay.
And I have my copy here for you. Please send it fine, and you can get back to me. Yeah. Or that one with your, well, that one, Dolly's got that one signed.
Okay.
I'll make a motion to accept the report.
Okay. Okay, we got a motion by Bob, second by Larry.
Thank
to accept the tax sale report. And any questions? Any other questions for Don and Stephanie?
I'm glad everything's going well for you.
Thank you.
All right. Roll call.
Larry?
Yes.
Troy?
Yes.
Janet?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Robert?
Yes.
All right. So we'll get this signed report to you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Item number E, Jacob Becerro. requesting board approval for additional coronavirus funding. What?
Hi.
And like, hi, Jacob. What's the grant?
I just want to start off by saying, Scott, you did a good Fred impression. I think you did a really good job.
I did a what?
You did a good Fred impression. You should probably dismiss it for everything.
Did you like that?
Yeah, it was good. It was really good. This funding, the coronavirus funding we initially applied for, the state awarded us roughly $132,000. They reopened that funding to the local entities. We've been going through basically trying to find ways to make it safer for our deputies, for our jailers, where we're not having to come in real close contact with people if we don't have to, where we're not having situations where we have, you know, 15, 20 guys out at one place trying to do something. The two things in the additional funding that we're requesting, one of them is called an Oscar 360, where if we have a crime scene, we have an accident scene, you take this tool out there and it'll map out the whole entire thing. It eliminates the need to have 10 different guys at a crime scene or 10 different guys out trying to work an accident scene after the fact, where we can map it and we can go back and look at it all in real time as it happened, where everything's at. The other thing that we had we're going to request is it's a body scanner, and basically we set it up in the booking area. People come in, scan them. It would eliminate the need for us to do a real close, getting real close to do a pat down search. It would eliminate the need for us to have to do a strip search because it's an X-ray machine as well. We'll be able to see if they have drugs, weapons, whatever they might have either hidden on their person or inside their person. The unfortunate place that we're in is that if I have 6-7 guys get sick with COVID, we don't have an option but to have guys work 20-hour days to cover shifts. So we're trying to avoid that as much as we can. I'm just in a spot with this where we're going to request that they say yes, say yes, or they say no. We're just trying to make it safer for everybody. The people coming into jail, too. I mean, anybody could be carrying this virus around. We just don't know it. So, we've been doing our best with the mask wearing over there and what we got going. We're dealing with people. But a lot of times when they're coming in off the street, it's really the unknown. We don't know where they've been, who they've been in contact with, what's been going on. So we're just trying to look for ways to make it safer. And I'm just here to ask you guys to get the approval to sign it. And if you do get that approval, I should have everything put together by middle of the week, and I can get a hold of you, Janet, and get a signature if that's what you guys wish to do.
Did we get wasn't there another one that we applied for?
Joan and I had a pre-award meeting with them about maybe a month ago now. They said some general questions about county policies and stuff like that, about the equipment we had requested. They said beginning of April we should hear a yay or nay on that one. So
still in the works.
Yeah, we're waiting on that one.
When is this one due?
There is no due date on the coronavirus supplemental funding. It's a rolling grant, so basically they review the applications as they come in and make a decision on them as they get them. So I don't know how much funding is left in that through the state, but we'll try to request and see if we can get some tools.
$132,000?
That was the old grant.
What's the new grant?
I believe... Don't quote me on it. I should have wrote it down for a moment. I think it was $133,000 is what it was total. The Oscar system was about $13,000, and the body scanner came in, I believe, right around $119,000.
Do you do the grants for both the sheriffs and the jail? Because that one part sounded more like what the sheriffs would be doing out at the accident site.
Yes. Well, so when the sheriff took the jail back over, Sheriff Kleinberg promoted me to a spot as a lieutenant. Basically, okay. I deal with training and I deal with anything and everything. I do training for the deputies, I do training for the jail guys. So realistically, anything we need as a whole, I'll deal with.
You're the official grant writer. Is that
if you guys want to designate me as that and pay me more to do it, yeah, it'd be awesome. But they approached me about it and asked me if I'd be willing to try to do this stuff and take it on and help them. So, I mean, that's really why you see me a lot instead of anybody else.
Yeah, I think it's a no-brainer. I mean, what you have nothing to lose besides a little time and paperwork. So I'd make a motion for to allow Jacob Acero, the lieutenant jailer, to put together a grant for additional state coronavirus funding.
I'll second.
But this, yeah, but once that, you get that done, to have the chair sign with you.
So does this kind of offset some of our other expenses, or is it just mostly just for new equipment stuff?
The first one we did was meant to offset expenses related to overtime pay and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
The first one also allowed us to buy some equipment, mainly AED machines, the electrostatic sprayers, the UV light stuff. So when we have people leave, we can go in and disinfect cells. We can put the UV light stuff in there, and you know, it's meant to kill the virus is what they tell us. So, you know, it just helps the spread of it. You know, we have our quarantine unit over there that we got to clean regularly. So it helped us get some stuff for that mm-hmm. purpose. So we don't have an outbreak of it in the jail. I mean, that would be horrendous if we had 100 people come down with COVID-19. I don't know exactly what we would do. So, well, like I said, the whole point of all this stuff is to try to prevent that.
Okay. All right. We have a motion and a second. Any other questions or clarifications? Should do a roll.
Thanks, Jacob.
Troy?
Yes.
Janet?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Robert?
Yes.
Larry?
Yes.
So this is 132, like the kind of like the last one then?
Yeah, I believe it was right around there. If you want me to get you exact number, I'm more than happy to do so.
Well, when you get it done, I'd like to, yeah.
Yeah,
look
well, at, yeah, I'm going to have to have you sign anyway, so. All right, thank you.
Thank Perfect. You. Thanks, Jacob.
Have a good night.
You too.
Okay, we are down to commissioner committee reports.
Troy and I went to the LEC meeting on last Tuesday, and or 2 weeks ago, and it was pretty simple, pretty quick. Just basically talked about their 911 services. They were having people coming in and starting to put that together. And it's a little bit of a process.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to take, what did they say, 3 months?
3 months.
Yeah, 3 months. So it was
the new one?
Yeah, the new 911 service. Yeah.
That's kind of what they were expecting, wasn't it?
Yeah, like they were kind of expecting that. So, and of course, then I heard somebody say, let's just hope that once a month we don't get caught. So,
what's the status on that new software we were ordering?
For the 911?
Yeah.
I thought it was just an upgrade.
That's what it is.
That's what you're talking
about?
Yeah,
that's what I'm talking
about. So it's still live. It's just.
Yeah, it's still live, yeah, but they're just getting all the updated. Yeah, the city obviously went along with it and all the above. And mm-hmm. what else was there, Troy? There's something else that we discussed in there? I think that was about it.
I think that's about it.
That we discussed that. We listened to Greg and the sheriff a little bit. And then Kim was there. I can't even think of where she lives. She's the. She was the.
Victim
assistant. She was there. And her grant's still in the makings, and she'll know something. But other than that, it was a pretty cut and dry, simple meeting. So,
good.
Yes.
911's coming.
Planning and zoning.
Yeah, the windmill deal's off for now until they get it done. And then there's a couple. One guy fell down on Elm on 200 or whatever it is, 215 or something, 20. He's they denied his request for a conditional use permit. And then there's still been out of that deal over on the highway where a truck and a company wants to build a shop to work on their trucks. It's supposed to have been, it was 3 acres, but it's 1.7. He's paying taxes on 3 acres, but the guy's sold me 1.7, I guess. So he's got to get, in my opinion, a good attorney. Because there's some problems. So that's in limbo at the moment.
Where's that on? 110?
The guy, that building does not finish.
That one that we saw. When we
yeah, right
were, okay.
On the railroad tracks and the highway there.
Yeah.
But there's three or four places along there that got old cars and.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, one neighbor don't care, the first person with sells antiques there, they don't care, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, well, that's what the people say, but then the neighbor to the south don't want them there.
Mm-hmm.
So that thing's going to be, I don't know what it's going to wind up being.
So that's still kind of in, it's denied initially?
Well, I think it should be, but...
Can they go to appeal that to the Board of Adjustments?
I think it'll wind up there. If it don't get denied at the Board of Planning and Zoning. Because this other one did, and before the last meeting, it was a go-ahead-and-go deal. You know, then there was too many questions brought up about fences. What kind of a fence? Well, then trees. And then the one party said, well, what about a ceiling? Put a ceiling in there, then you won't live long enough to see it do any good for screening the place. But it all boils down to the fact that it's agricultural. It's not zoned for a business of that nature, you know. So that's out. This other thing along right along the highway, actually the whole thing there should be something done. But it's been difficult getting it done. So we'll see what happens the next meeting.
Next meeting. And you might mention to Joe about the Lancaster County.
Yeah,
that's a good one. That'd be easy to maybe just
cut and paste. He was bad sick of it, and he went at the meeting. He was on the phone, but
okay.
I don't know if he got Corona. So I thought he had it already once, but
good. I'm glad he was on the phone and listening so that he's able to still keep track. Good, good, good. All right, anything else?
Health Department.
You guys are
working on interviews yet. Mm-hmm. May have one more interview left.
Okay, good. It's coming along then.
Come along.
You guys
did interview Saturday?
We interviewed Saturday. We might have one more tomorrow night possibly. I haven't checked my emails just this afternoon.
So we might have somebody to approve maybe at a next meeting or something like that?
I think we will, yeah.
Okay, perfect.
Because your health board, they meet, Wednesday? Thursday? Is that what you said? Does the health board meet then or not? Are you going to take it to the health board first or not?
Yes.
Okay. They're on the committee.
I know, but I don't know the interviews, but I didn't know if the whole health board had to kind of make the decision.
We do our interview, take a name to the health board, and then the board will bring it to
us.
Are there local people that you're interviewing?
So far, yeah.
Well, good. I'm glad there was good interest, because as Bill pointed out, this COVID thing has really been tough on health departments particularly, I'm sure.
Yeah.
So that's good. I'm glad there's a
good pool.
He's right
about those people giving the shots and stuff over there at the fire hall. I mean, that's an amazing setup.
They got it down to a science.
I think everybody ought to model theirs after that. Mm-hmm. So
they've been doing good.
Yeah, they have a big one scheduled this week, Friday at Tyson.
Dakota County?
Yeah.
We're doing it at Tyson?
Yeah.
Hey.
2,000 some people.
Wow, maybe I'll get a call. I need mine.
You can get they're giving the Johnson & Johnson, the one shot one.
Right.
Good. Outstanding.
No second shot to it?
Yeah, nope, just one.
Outstanding.
Wow.
Awesome.
That's the one that gives you blood clots?
That's the one in other countries, isn't it?
And then they have their regular, they have a couple days this week also.
Oh, good.
They have the fire hall, but Tyson is Friday.
Yeah,
good.
Friday.
Good, good, good.
Supposedly, it isn't it over there? We're different. We might be made different than them.
Joan and I did the stormwater thing this week. That was kind of got through the process and know who's doing what and who's submitting what documents. And then Troy and I and Joan went to the NACO. And the session that I was on, HR. It was really an interesting session on, you know, just for instance, evaluations. I never really thought about that, but I've been accustomed to doing them in my previous career and how they're important to make sure that everybody's on the same page. What are the goals for this year? What are the goals for next year? What did we accomplish? So I kind of want to explore that a little bit further and who is we as a board? Who are we responsible for evaluating and having those conversations with? So that was good. And also they had a great advice when we do our protest committee, they suggested we have our local school boards sit in on those, you know, whether it's Todd Strom and Greg Cruikshank, whoever we, because they are the ones, a lot of times they're half of the tax.
Or three quarters
of the bill. So they should be maybe at the table and hear kind of some of the concerns. So I thought that was a good one. And that was
nobody sets in. Hey, nobody. There isn't a soul that goes to their when they do their budget, there's not a soul that goes to that and sets in on that.
Once in a great while.
Yeah, I was on the
once in a great
Comer
while.
School Board, and we had a few people come in, and farmers.
The South Sioux City one, nobody goes.
Nobody goes.
No.
We had farmers come into the one in Homer when I was on that.
I'm sure.
On that board.
I'm sure.
But yeah, I mean, it's eye opening.
Were you down there when the bond issue got voted down?
No, it was.
Before that? Mm-hmm. Or after?
It was.
Right after I got off.
After you got off?
Yeah.
Did you vote for it, Troy?
No.
And then our last item, any other reports from committees that you've been to?
I don't think so.
Our last item, mail and emergency business. The American Rescue Plan Act, we found out about this at NACO as well, and Joan knew about it ahead of time, I think, but there's a, I think, is it in everybody's packet?
I put it in everybody's the packet, what the funds can be used for and what Dakota County was awarded is $3.8
million. Yikes.
That's a lot of money.
Half of that is supposed to be sent to us within the first 60 days. It's based on population. Population formula. So,
is that do we have to use it by a certain time, Joan, or do you know?
December 31st, 2024.
Okay.
Is what I wrote down. I think that's what it said. So, we've got, and they said don't rush into it because there's gonna be definitely some strings attached and some approved. If you spend it wrong, you're gonna pay it back. So be careful about how you go about it and collaborate maybe with your local adjoining counties.
So when they say Dakota County, what is that? Is that anything? Do we owe anything to Dakota City? Do we owe anything? No, that's just county money.
Didn't the city get some too?
Assuming the city got their own dollars.
Good.
I mean, you know, this is the NACO County Association that went to bat for counties, and I'm assuming the League of Municipalities did the same thing. I don't know.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I guess I could try to check that out.
Well, I was curious whether we had to divvy that to anybody.
Yeah. If we're going to be here with.
But if we're not?
Hand out?
No.
But it said that.
Totally would be.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, if there's a way, they will.
Oh, yeah.
I've already received several emails from people who want to manage the money for it.
Manage the money? Oh.
Yes.
Hmm. Do we have we don't have a list yet of what we can spend it on. Now, you said broadband was one of them, right?
Well, this at the bottom here, the funds may be used as follows, and then there's four bullet points there. And the last one was necessary investments in water, sewer, or broadband infrastructure. Replacement of revenue lost due to the pandemic. Providing premium pay up to $13 an hour to eligible workers performing essential work for the county during the pandemic.
That could hurt our.
Is this really going to benefit us?
What if we don't spend it, or we don't have anything to spend it for? Or
like sewer, that would have to be a city deal.
I know.
Well, probably there's ditch grading.
Hey, but it's
drainage.
Cleaning out drainage tubes.
But I think it's supposed to be attached to the virus.
That's what I was wondering. How do you attach that?
Well, yeah, it is. But I mean, they just did that because everybody went through the hardships of going through it. This is just money to.
We could do assistance to households or small businesses and nonprofits to aid or impact industries such as tourism, hospitality, or travel. We don't really have, we have that economic development board.
Oh, yeah.
And I mean, we could see.
Ask them what they're.
What's SEPCO?
Negatively impacted. I mean, could.
I wonder what SEPCO is saying about the whole thing. Because Woodbury got money and all of it.
And they got money. SEPCO got COVID money. Yeah. I mean, everybody has COVID money.
Yeah, schools got it.
So I'm, you know, assistance to households. I mean, maybe we just.
So the
divvy it up to everybody.
You know, but you can't use it for tax relief, can you? Did they say?
I don't think so.
For
That's not one of the listed.
Yeah, they said, don't put it in your general fund or something.
In fact, the county treasurer, the state treasurer, suggested we put it in its own fund. Uh-huh. I don't really want to have a public hearing to amend our budget, so I fear that money's just going to sit there till July.
Till next book go round.
When I do the new budget, I'll put it in its own fund.
Yeah.
We aren't going to get it till March, April, May, June, mm-hmm. So we're only going to have it a month, and then it can go into its own fund.
Mm-hmm. But I did see something in the World Herald about the state was looking at, the governor pretty much said, hang on or something, because they're going to figure out how to spend it.
Yeah.
So they're in the same boat.
It falls in the guideline what you can use
right.
it for.
Right. So I think we just need to hang on to it and watch what.
Yep.
I bet you there's. I mean, we could probably find some ways, but I bet you there's other counties that probably got this money that have no ways to spend it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, seriously.
Well, unless they want to give it to their house. I mean, maybe that lake out there they had nobody let nobody camp, right? You know, maybe that's.
Oh. So in other words, they're short on income.
Short on income or something. I know our tourism. Uh-huh. We can prove our tourism dollars are half of mm-hmm. what mm-hmm. of what we had. I mean, so if it's not 1.8,
yeah.
I mean, it's just not.
How to equitably distribute this and see some benefits.
Our tourism dollars are down. Mm-hmm. I mean, if we got the Bart Gotch here with
or the CVA.
The tourism board, the visitors promo fund. I mean, the dollars that we get because we get a percent off of the campers and we get a percent off the hotels.
The tax.
They are really hurting. But if I don't know if they.
This, all these dollar amounts, $65.1 billion. I mean, all this money across America, and this is. It's scary,
It is. I mean, we're going to be paying for this. I mean, even those grants for the...
I don't care. Grant is not free. Grant is not free money.
Yeah, I know.
Somebody's going to pay for it. And mm-hmm. I don't know. I know all the PPPs they've done, and they're forgiving them, which is awesome for business people, but they're forgiving them, and it's just like, you're talking trillions of dollars.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy.
Maybe this could be our way to get the back door into the campground. You said that the state wouldn't like it to go right across out there. Could this be a way to get the back door into the campground?
Good thinking.
So they don't have to go over that bumpy road, and we only have to pay a half a mile instead of a mile. And
it'd be safer too.
Would that count?
I don't know why they didn't have that entrance. Why they should put the entrance that way. Yeah.
And every heavy trucks, they could just go on up over the hills and in the other entrance. Anything that would be bringing in.
Because that'd be a visual positive to the county that we've been.
I didn't see paving in here.
No,
it was easier.
It's a tourism.
No going over the hill than it was to turn left and not have to go over the hill.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, let's brainstorm on that. If you think of ideas.
Well, and then businesses. Yeah. Some of the businesses they shut down. Look at all the restaurants. Yeah. And
that's true.
Yeah.
And
I was trying to think if it had to be outside the city limits, people. There's that whittles it down to way less. Almost everything is within the city limits, and if they got the similar money to help,
mm-hmm.
I don't know.
But if you look at that road over in general, right, you get just a little bit before the bridge where it's the county line. So, I mean, that'd be. I guarantee it, if you went past that bridge and started paving, if you were able to somehow, the village of Hubbard would find a will and a way.
They're working on it.
Yeah.
They're still working on it.
To do what, Scott?
To pave M Avenue up to the
all the way
to the lake.
Oh, all the way to the lake or just to the...
We were looking to the entrance. Is what we were, to the entrance where you turn left, to go up. That's when I was involved.
Yeah.
We had a whole group of people.
Well, I'm sure it won't be long before somebody's coming about.
For our money?
Yeah,
for our money?
Yeah. But we can't do that. I mean, we just can't pay that road.
Well, but what about this?
Not with this money.
Not with that money. No.
If we had this somewhere else.
But yeah, if we did,
if this would pay for something else, then maybe.
The ditches.
I think if you talk to the right people, like, you can get creative on the dial up.
Yeah, I think, and I think probably people will start doing that, yeah. Oh, should we adjourn? I forgot. Are we, I'm sorry. I think we all should think about what we can maybe do with that.
Well, yeah, because, you know, I don't really know, Joan, I'm sure all of us have a different idea.
Adjourn.
If we had a list of the top.
Two places, how soon?
If we had $3.1 million, what would we do?